Grand Sœurs Tamara and Alma drifted by on a punt. We pretended to pull weeds until they were out of sight.
Okay, Leo said. My objective is to perform a simple takedown on you.
Oh, now you tell me.
Nothing we haven't done 100 times, he said,
as if I would find this reassuring.
That's why we came here.
He stomped the damp sand of the riverbank.
Soft ground.
Why?
If I put up my hands to defend my face, I won't be able to complete my objective.
I get it.
Suddenly he came at me and took me down.
You lose,
he proclaimed, getting up.
Okay,
I sighed and clambered to my feet. Immediately he wheeled around and took me down again. I threw a playful blow at his head way too late. This time he took me down a lot harder. Every one of the small muscles in my head felt as if it had been strained. He planted a dirty hand on top of my face and shoved off while getting back to his feet. The message was clear. The next time I tried for real, but I didn't have my feet planted and wasn't able to hit very hard, and he was coming in too low. The time after that, I got my center of gravity low, planted my feet in the mud, made a bone connection from hip to fist, and drilled him right on the cheekbone.
Oh, good,
he moaned as he was climbing off of me.
See if you can actually slow me down, though. That's the whole point, remember?
I think we did it about 10 more times. Since I was suffering a lot more abuse than he was, I sort of lost track. On my best go, I was able to throw him off stride for a moment, but he still took me down.
How much longer are we going to do this?
I asked, lying in the mud in the bottom of an Erasmus-shaped crater. If I refused to get up, he couldn't take me down. He scooped up a double handful of river water and splashed it on his face, rinsing away blood from nostrils and eyebrows.
That should do,
he said.
I've learned what I wanted.
Which is?
I asked, daring to sit up.
That I've adjusted since what happened at Appert.
We did all that to obtain a negative result? I exclaimed, getting to my knees.
If you want to think of it that way,
he said, and scooped up more water. I'd never get such a fine opportunity again, so I rolled up, put a foot in his backside, and sent him headlong into the river. Later, as Leo was engrossed in the comparatively normal and sane activity of shovel sharpening, I got us back on the topic of what I'd been seeing in the tablet, specifically, Saman's behavior during his noon visits.
Has this Ida tried to communicate with you?
Leo asked through puffy lips.
You mean like sneaking into the math at night to slip me notes?
Leo was baffled by my answer. He showed this in his usual way by correcting his posture. The scrape of the rock on the shovel paused for a moment. Then he got it.
No, I don't mean in real time,
he said.
I mean, on the tablet, does he, you know?
No, Thistlehead, I have to confess I haven't the faintest idea.
If anyone understands surveillance, it's those guys,
Leo pointed out.
If you buy into Sant Padagar's assertion, sure.
Leo seemed disappointed that I was so naive as not to believe this. He went back to work on that rock. The scraping really set my teeth on edge, but I reckon it must be putting the hurt on any spies who might be eavesdropping. Apparently my new role at the consent of Sant Edhar was to be the sheltered innocent. I said,
well, answer me this. If they have us under total surveillance, they must know everything about me and the tablet, right?
Well, yeah, you'd think so.
So why hasn't anything happened? I asked him. It's not like Spellicon and Trestinus have soft spots for me.
That doesn't surprise me, he insisted. I don't think there's anything strange about that.
How do you figure?
He paused long enough to give me the idea he was making up an answer on the spot. He dipped his sharpening rock into the river.
The Ida can't be telling the Warden Regulant everything they know. Trestinus would have to spend every minute of every day with them to take in so much intelligence. The Ida must make decisions as to what they will pass on and what they will withhold.
What Leo was saying opened up all sorts of interesting scenarios that would take me some time to sort out. I didn't want to stand there with my mouth hanging open any longer than I already had, so I bent down and grabbed the handle of the shovel.
It wasn't going to get any sharper. I looked around for a stand of slashberry that needed to be massacred. It didn't take long to find one. I made for it, and Leo followed me.
"Well, that's giving the Eta a lot of responsibility," I said, raising the shovel, then driving it down and forward into the roots of the slashberry canes. Several of them toppled. Most satisfying.
"Assume that they are as intelligent as we are," Leo said. "Come on, they operate complicated syntactic devices for a living. They created the reticulum. No one knows better than they do that knowledge is power. By employing strategy and tactics in what they say and what they don't, they must be able to get things they want."
I took down a square yard of slashberry while thinking about what he said.
"You're saying there's a whole world of Eta hierarch politics going on over there that we know nothing about?"
"Has to be, or else they wouldn't be human," Leo said.
Then he used hypertrochian transquestiation on me. He changed the subject in such a way as to imply that the question had just been settled, that he had won the point and I had lost.
"So, back to my question. Does Saman do anything else on the tablet that sends you a message, or at least indicates he knows that his image is being recorded?"
He chucked his sharpening rock into the river. The correct response to hypertrochian transquestiation was, "Hey, not so fast!" But Leo's question was so interesting that I didn't make a fuss. "I don't know," I had to admit, after I'd spent an enjoyable minute or so taking down more slashberry.
"I'm getting bored measuring pie slices, and I honestly don't know what else to look at next. So I'll have a look."